This also from the Associated Press. Minor Viet Cong harassment has been reported against the central Cambodian city of Kompon Tam. A government spokesman claims the enemy forces have been reduced to silence. Generally, a lull prevailed in the Cambodian fighting. Premier Lan Nol said in a nationwide radio broadcast, Cambodian troops have put 12,000 Viet Cong and North Vietnamese out of action in the five-month-old war. He said 268 Cambodians have been killed. In other news around the world, Palestinian guerrillas have accused Jordan of moving more tanks and artillery into positions around Amman in preparation for a crackdown on guerrillas. They also claim Lebanon is collaborating secretly with Jordan in bracing for an anti-guerrilla showdown in the two countries. The charges were made through Al Fatah newspaper, the official spokesman of all guerrilla groups in Amman. The guerrillas have sworn to sabotage the 90-day U.S.-sponsored ceasefire in the Middle East and to block any peaceful settlement that might stem from the current truce. Jordan has accepted the ceasefire, but the guerrillas have escalated their attacks on Israel from bases in Jordan, and there have been two Israeli air reprisals. A nationwide cholera vaccination campaign began today in Syria. The move came amid renewed government assurances that no cases had occurred in the country. Government clinics, first aid centers, and hospitals received enough vaccine to inoculate the entire population of 6 million. The government said the campaign is designed to prevent the disease from spreading into the country from abroad. Travelers entering or leaving Syria are receiving shots at airports and border checkpoints. The government denied earlier that three fatal cases occurred in central Syria. Syrian health officials met yesterday with their counterparts from neighboring Lebanon and Jordan to coordinate anti-cholera efforts. The U.S. Court of Appeals in Washington has opened an unusual Sunday session to hear arguments of a permanent injunction to block plans for sinking 12,500 rockets of poisonous nerve gas in the Atlantic off the Florida coast. Chief Justice Warren Burger late last night ordered the Navy to hold a ship loaded with the obsolete gas at Sunny Point, North Carolina, until the court action is finished. The plan is to scuttle the loaded overaged Liberty ship after towing it to the dumping area 282 miles east of Cape Kennedy. The Navy announced yesterday that it had received an all-clear on the weather for the towing operation this morning. The hearing on the blocking move has been set for tomorrow until Berger put it ahead. Opponents for the scuttling say the water pressure could crush the containers and release the gas. Authorities have charged an Air Force lieutenant with assault with intent to kill in bombings last night in the Columbus, Ohio suburb of Whitehall. At least 16 persons were injured in two blasts. Police arrested 23-year-old William Harris at the site of the second bombing. The police chief in Whitehall said the motive for the bombing seemed to have been robbery. The airman was arrested after a motorist ran him down. Witnesses said the airman fired a handgun at the motorist driving the vehicle. Dominican Republic President Joaquin Balaguer will be inaugurated today for a second four-year term. Balaguer is the eighth of 75 presidents since the nation's independence in 1844 to have served a full term. And finally, an employee of a New York store operated by a former convict, 23-year-old Stanley Eldridge, has reported to police it was burglarized of $1,000 worth of cash and goods. The merchandise was leather goods made by former convicts. Eldridge said, "I used to be a burglar myself." That's kind of ironic. I'm Airman Gary Salzgiver, and that's AFVN News to this hour.
AFVN News, compiled from commercial and military news agencies.
AFVN, another hour of music power.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other until I kissed you. And then it happened. It took me by surprise. I knew that you felt it too, by the look in your sweeter than a waltz,
sweeter than wine,
softer than a summer night. sweeter than a wine,
softer than a summer night.
Everything I want to have whenever I hold you tight. This magic moment, while your lips are close to mine, will last forever. Forever till the end of time.
This magic moment. That's Jay and the Americans on AFVN in Play Cool.
Here in Vietnam, our loved ones are a world away. But there is nothing short of actually being there that can bring our families and friends closer to us than a phone call home. The military affiliate radio station at Con Tum, owned and operated by the 43rd Signal Battalion, will provide the medium for your telephone reunion. Mars Con Tum will accept your reservations for a phone call home each evening at 1900 hours on a first-come, first-served basis. Your loved ones are as near as your telephone. Call Con Tum 68.
You've got to teach your children. It's 8 minutes past the hour of midnight in Play Cool. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
You, who are on the road, must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh.
That your elders grew by, and so please help them with your youth. They seek the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by, and them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they
started the whole world crying, but I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh no, I started to cry, which started the whole world laughing. Oh, if I'd only seen that the joke was on me. Started the whole world living. Oh, if I'd only seen that the joke was on me.
From the year 1968, it's the Cream on AFVN.
In a white room with black curtains near the station. Black roof country, no gold payments, tired starling. Dark eyes, dawn light smile on you leaving my contentment. I'll wait in this place where the sun never shines. Wait in this place where the shadows run from them. You said no strings could secure you at the station. Platform ticket, restless diesels, goodbye windows. I walked into such a sad time at the station.
Shadows run from themselves. Electric Power.
Covered now with lines and creases, tickets torn in half, memories in bits and pieces, traces of love long ago that didn't work out right, traces of love. From her hair, souvenirs of day.